All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, March 11th at 5:53 p.m. Pacific, 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a former KPFA Calistino rep and the 2013 chair of this committee. And we will start off by calling the roll by our secretary, our Paul Martin. From WBAI. Paul, if you would call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd?
Here.
John Cronshaw?
Present.
Marcus Cheddar? That wasn't a reply, right? No. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman? Michael Novick? Tracy Rosenberg? Manish Asaba, Richard Uzel,
here.
Barbara Whipperman,
here.
All right, that's six. We have a quorum.
Okay, terrific. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it. All right. So we have a draft agenda that was sent out earlier today. I will read it out for the stream. There was one thing that I thought possibly should be added to it, but I don't know with the attendance if it makes sense, but I'll put that out as a modification after the draft is read. So the draft agenda currently is roll call number one, approve agenda two, approve minutes three, schedule next meetings, committee composition update four, confirm the budgetary schedule for 2015, and retrieve pending Finance Committee promotions number six. I thought we might want to just do a second half of the fund drive update from the three stations that were still in fund drive the last time that we met, and that would be D.C., New York, and Los Angeles. And I guess we might be able to do that for two out of three. We obviously can't do it for D.C. because nobody's here. So would anybody mind if I made that one modification?
Where would you put it?
Fine.
Let's make it the new item five.
One, two, three, four, five. In front of confirmed budgetary schedule?
Yeah, in between schedule next meeting and confirmed budgetary schedule.
All right, and what we also will need to do, okay. Please remind me, what did we just say we're putting in here?
Fund drive updates from the three stations that were still mid-fund drive.
All right.
Last time we met, Berkeley and Texas were already done, so we got those updates.
All right.
We're still in process.
There's another thing we need to do. We can eliminate the minutes because there aren't any to approve. Because I have been really, really amazingly ill, and I simply haven't been able to do it. I am, oh boy. So sorry about that, and I'm sure that by the next time I'll be able to get those done. But for now, I planned on doing it over the weekend as usual, and on Friday night, fever hit. So we can eliminate the minutes.
Yep.
You feeling better?
Say again.
You feeling better?
No. Well, better than initially. Fever isn't.
That's good.
It's better, but there's some other stuff going on. And with that, I will move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Well, that was nice and easy. Are there any objections to the doubly modified agenda? All right, agenda. Was that someone speaking? Okay, I thought I heard no objections, so the agenda is hereby approved, which means that we are already up to item four, so this meeting will go like a flash of lightning, perhaps. Okay, so item four is pretty straightforward. It's just a question of scheduling the next meeting and just doing a quick committee composition update. I'll do the quick committee composition update, just so there's no confusion. The five LSB treasurers from 2013 were all reelected to their seats, so there's five individual seats on the 2014 Finance Committee. The five PNB reps will be elected by the Pacifica National Board. They haven't been yet. To the best of my understanding, and current PNB members can confirm this, the ballots have not even been sent. So therefore, it will probably be at least another week until those members are seated. Presumably, if we schedule our next meeting on the ongoing schedule 2 weeks from today, it would be done by then. But no guarantees. We thought it would be done by now, and it wasn't. So that's...
Tracy, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that there are four PNB reps to be elected? Or is all five of them?
I'm not on the PNB, so I don't know. My understanding is there are somewhere between three and four.
I see.
One seat, I believe, is not contested. Three of them definitely are. One of them, I'd have to defer to someone on the PNB. I'm just not sure.
Who's the uncontested one?
I believe that's Houston.
Richard.
Yeah.
That's Richard. Okay.
Yeah,
just
Washington.
Curious.
Washington is probably contested, but I don't know for sure. Richard, do you know one way or the other?
Yeah, it's not me. It should be Adriana Castaneva.
So we'll be at the next meeting.
As soon as that all gets approved by the PNB.
Right. Do you know if there's an election for D.C., or do you remember?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you know if there's an election for the PNB seat for D.C., or, because I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, he's not sure either. Okay, so there's either three or four of them that have to go through an election process.
But you're saying that it isn't Richard that's on?
No. So
someone else was elected.
He will be off the committee. I don't think he chose to run again, because obviously if he's running, he'd be running.
I guess I have a further question then. I mean, if there's one person who's been elected, how come that person isn't in the meeting now?
That nobody has been elected. There's just one person. There's a candidate sitting there hoping to be verified.
I see.
The PNB has not ruled on anybody's...
So they don't rule until everybody... Whatever. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
they rule
the
when they rule.
Is it would happen in one bunch as soon as the elections are completed.
Okay.
Which...
They could have already passed that, but they haven't. So
all right.
Till they do.
Yeah, last year it got done at the meeting in New York, which was a little later than normal, but at least it got done at the in-person, and this year that didn't happen, so. Okay, so that's the committee composition update. The date of the next meeting, I think normally it would be 2 weeks from today. I think given the fact that the new committee will probably want to meet, but that is a logical time selection. Does anyone object to putting in a tentative meeting for 2 weeks from today?
The 25th?
Sound like... I'm sorry? What?
The 25th of March?
Yeah. At the normal time, and we would basically be doing that. I mean, obviously it's tentative, and if the committee turns over and people don't want to meet on the 25th, they won't, but at least it preserves the date on the calendar. It notices a meeting if they want to have one. And it sort of carves out the space so that the Finance Committee doesn't lose the second and fourth Tuesdays going forward if it wants to maintain the schedule, which, as we know, around the budget time, we need every second, every other Tuesday we can get. And I wouldn't want some other committee to start grabbing those days.
And also, the people who do our streaming would know, or be
right. People that you are streaming could get very stressed out if everything changed around. So I don't think it's correct to sort of, you know, do it for the rest of the year or anything that stretched out, but I think for the next meeting at least would be a good idea. And then since there's a fair bit of continuity on the committee with the five of you, you can make the suggestion going forward that, you know, the schedule might be good to maintain. Okay, so no objections, so I will put that on the KPFTX calendar. And we'll see where we are in 2 weeks. If for some reason the situation gets extended, you would all be expected to attend that meeting. If the situation is not extended, which I hope is not the case, then the PNB members would turn over. Okay, so that brings us to the fund drive item. We don't have anyone here from Washington, so unless Marcus or Tony joins us, I don't think that we know the answer. Has anyone been apprised of the numbers on the DC fund drive? I haven't been. All right, it's a mystery. Our Paul, can you tell us how New York is rolling along?
Yes. Okay. Merrily we roll along. All right. As everybody knows, this bond started out with an experimental idea of no premiums. And that did not work well at all. And so after the first 2 weeks, the bond went into the old let's do a whole lot of premiums mode. And it's been doing better, but it isn't, you know, it's not going great guns here. Since that time, we have had, we have 6 days when we've raised more than was budgeted. And right now, the FON, if we go by what's budgeted on a daily basis, the FON ought to be at about $658,000. We're not. We're about 428, which means we're about 230 grand worse than budgeted for this bond so far. Now the thing is, however, that we are pitching more, and I'm sure we're going to this Friday for the bond. I don't know if management intends to go beyond that. I think that if we go beyond this Friday, we're going to really drive a lot of people away. But, you know, we'll see what management does. Anyway, right now we are raising money, although not at the rate that we really ought to have been. Even if you don't count that first 2 weeks, it's not at the rate it ought to have been. So that's it for the bond for right now. Maybe I should bring something up about tomorrow and see if anybody here knows anything. The BAI severance is due tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And at the local finance committee meeting, which can be interesting at times, at the local finance committee meeting last Wednesday, the general manager said that BAI had, that the actual total cash that's needed is $140,000, and that the rest of it, that's, you know, like $95,000 more, is taxes, payroll taxes, and all sorts of other things that doesn't have to be paid out in cash tomorrow to anybody. And so he says that BAI has already sent $70,000 of the $140,000 to the national office, and last Wednesday he was saying that BAI was hoping to be able to send another $30,000 to the national office by today, and that the remaining $40,000 the national office would have to come up with. And that's the latest word I have on this. And,
right.
You know, I... I was uncomfortable hearing that, you know, because we're hoping for 30,000 and then, you know, and then it's their problem for the other 40,000. You know, it's not stable sounding, and it's a little bit troubling to me. So I don't know anything more than that. I'm reporting what I know, and that's about it for me, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a comment on that. Does anyone else have any questions or feedback for ARPA? Oh, it's silent like the grave. Okay. Well, here's my feedback. The original goal for this bond was $470,000, and I think that's a good thing to say. However, the premium load was, I'm going to guess, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I remember this fairly well, probably anticipated a bit lower than what you guys actually are spending to get to the numbers. So I think that you'll make the goal by Friday or come pretty close.
Yeah.
But you will have done it in obviously a longer period of time than one was hoping. And probably the net out of it will be somewhat less. And of course, if you're using a big chunk of it for the severance, then it's not going to last you as long as it would have otherwise. The question is really whether you can raise another $400,000 for the May drive. If you can, I think you can get through this period of time. If the end result of this fund drive going so long is May tanks, then it may get a little scary. And I don't know what the answer to that is. It's hard to tell. But it's reasonable to think that by having a fund drive that went on for so very long, that it might take a chunk out of what happens in a couple of months. So I don't know if you have the option to move your May fund drive back to June. It might be worth thinking about if you can go that long. And I guess we'll see.
If I can answer that.
Yeah, and then I had one more comment on the severance, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Just on this thing here. Yeah, I don't see us being able to postpone the May bond. I mean, maybe management will come up with some way of doing it. That'd be great. However, as of March 5th, WBAI's outstanding balance was $326,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, so right there, we're in that same thing of the outstanding balances from the past. We're backfilling. We're backfilling money all the time, and we're still doing that. We did this in October, where we did, okay. It looked okay, but then you had to look at things and see. But now we were paying the 2013 bills with the October 2013 bills. So, I don't. There's a cash flow problem. There's a very, very serious cash flow problem, and it's troubling. I'll leave it at that.
I mean, the good part of it is that you are making dents in those 2013 bills. October went largely to pay off Silverstein. This time you're backfilling towards the severance, but if we can, in fact, get through that, that was a big one.
Yes.
And so essentially the only thing left to backfill will be the Bernard White litigation, which is another one that's hanging out there. But, these backfills do get smaller as time goes by, for what it's worth.
Has the lawsuit number gotten higher,
Not that I know of.
Okay,
the number, as far as I know, is still set. I mean, I'm sure that like any creditor, there are late charges and such that they would like to get, but, maybe they will and maybe they won't. But I don't believe the actual bill is in any way growing or changing. It should be a fixed amount.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last item was, on the severance. The taxes do have a 30-day float period. In other words, if they're paid within 30 days, there's no penalty, so that does allow a little bit of flexibility, but not an enormous amount. But it does help to meet the AFTRA obligation right away. And, of course, what's most important is the money in the hands of the employees. Need it. Right. And if we can get through that, that would be big. So.
Yes, that's probably the biggest round nut that we have to deal with. However, we had a discussion about the extra 95 that goes for taxes, et cetera, and all other stuff. And the general manager said something that I wondered about then, and you've said something different. And the general manager on last Wednesday was under the impression that BAI had until December 2014 to pay all the taxes, et cetera, on that severance. And I said that sounded like a way too long time to me.
I think that's too long. My understanding would be 30 days. I don't know, 30 days from probably the date on which the severance checks are cut. And I think you can do it within the tax quarter without substantial penalties. I wouldn't go beyond the tax quarter.
Well.
And okay. If anyone asks me, that's the advice that I'll give. I don't know if anyone will ask me.
Okay.
But
thank you.
Yeah, but I think if it's paid within the same quarter, it's containable. All right. So that's
Barbara for the stack?
Yeah. Okay, Barbara.
Well, I have a question, and then I have some information. I wanted to just verify, what was the date that you started your fund drive, R. Paul?
Oh, that was, what it is, pretty much, February 3rd.
February 3rd?
February 3rd.
Yeah, the first two weeks just had to be done over.
We're,
all right. And then the other thing.
We're in 38 of the February thon.
Pardon me?
We're in day 38 of the February thon.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know, I'm sure you'll find out, that KPFA was asked for money today from the by the national office to help pay your severance. And our business manager turned over $50,000.
Yeah, well, you would have owed from the last fund drive because $640,000. I believe the fund drive booked 643. So allowing for fulfillment and everything else, there would be about $100,000 due, give or take.
Well, that sounds like we're going to make it tomorrow. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's, of course, a problem for the national office because that's not money that's going to network services, but under the circumstances, I think it's more important to pay it. So that's what we're doing. Okay. So we don't have anything from Washington, so that takes us to L.A. is the other station that extended. John, are you still with us? No.
John said he was going to be in the library and have to whisper.
Okay. I think he also said something about coming back at 6:15. I don't know what time it is, but it may not be 6:15 yet.
6:15.
It is. John, are you there? Okay. Well, since we don't have John and we don't have Michael Novick, we don't know what's going on with LA's fund drive. I know it ended around the 28th, but we haven't heard what the numbers are. And unless somebody else knows? Nobody else knows. Okay. All right, so we have two items left on the agenda, and I'm glad that R. Paul is here because we will need him for both of them, although I will try to pull some stuff out of my computer. And I think that there are two items that, from a housekeeping point of view, it's probably a pretty good idea to get done. The first is the budgetary schedule, which has been in effect for the past 3 years and is basically scheduled. The budgetary cycle. It's passed by PNB motion, so factually it's in effect, but I thought we might want to take a quick look at the dates and just make sure that they make sense with the 2014 calendar. And also, since all of the LSP treasurers are here, it would be good to go over and make sure that the dates are clear with everyone. going forward, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
What is the first date on that schedule?
That's what we're going to go look up.
February, usually.
Yeah.
I remember something about March 31st as the salvo, the CFO.
This is why it's good to do this. So. Because everyone knows it when they're going through it, and then you block it out for a while because you haven't had to do it.
Really?
So let me dig this up.
Hi, this is John. I was off the call for a while. I was knocked off. I'm back.
Well, perfect. Well, since you're here, I'm going to go hunting for the budgetary schedule. And in the meantime, if you could just give us a brief about LA's fund drive and where it ended up at the end of February, that would be great.
I wish I could. Unfortunately, I was sent an attachment that I couldn't open, so I don't know how we ended up. I know we went about a week longer than we had originally planned, and it's my understanding that we came in something under budget. We aimed to do something quite different than we had in the past, which was to have more downloadable and, a KPFK-based or Pacifica-based premiums. One especially popular one was the Oliver Stone Untold History, which was very successful in raising money for a number of programs and programmers. And that would be basically the very general information. I am at the mercy of my iPod, and I couldn't open the figures that were sent, so I don't have the latest information. And I noted that our chair was unable to open those figures too, so I don't know what the story is there.
Okay. Well, I guess that we're stuck with that. I know you were at about 600 with a couple days to go, maybe 4 or 5 days, the last time that we met.
That's right. And I don't know where it ended up. I am unable at this point to get that latest mailing. It doesn't open.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the best I can do under the circumstances.
Okay. It would have been nice to know, but that's life. Okay. So I am going to try to fiddle through the minutes to get the schedule and where
it's posted, you know. The schedule is posted on the web. I'm going for it right now. The website here in the files section, and this will just be nice enough to load and open. Here we go.
Well, you rock. I don't know where it is, but that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's up here somewhere. It's one of those up here somewhere deals. Let's see.
Okay. I'm going to give you a second to find it.
Budget timeline PDF for FY13.
Awesome. That's
And we're hoping this will open up over here so I can read it. And there we go. All right. You want me to read these? Okay. It goes A, B, C, you know, like that. And
give me a second. I'm just going to open up a 2014 calendar and make sure all the dates make sense.
Yeah.
Because I think that's basically what we're trying to ascertain. So let me do that.
Right. Okay. It's A.
Okay.
A is deadline March 20th. Who initiates CFO action? Meet with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission. Call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. B, April 30th. LSBs in consultation with general managers and business managers identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. C.
Okay.
May 31st, general managers, business managers, in consultation with LSBs, local finance committees, executive director, and CFO, generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO.
Uh-huh.
D. June 30th, CFO compiles and distributes draft network budget to LSBs and NFC for review.
Uh-huh.
E. July 31st, LSBs and the NFC, the LSBs review draft station budgets. The LSBs approve as is or with amendments, and the NFC gets the national office budget and approves as is or with amendments.
Well, nice, but okay.
Yeah, I know. The island. F. August 7th, the CFO compiles and distributes final budget proposal to NFC for approval. G. August 31st, the NFC reviews final network budget, makes recommendations for PNB adoption. H. September 7th, the CFO distributes the final budget proposal to the board, that's PNB. I. September 30th, the PNB adopts budget for fiscal year beginning October 1st.
Okay. All right, well, my brief comment on that is I think that basically works. The last day of the month in most cases are the parameters for things getting done, which is fine. It does presume a certain amount of proactiveness on the part of an organization's CFO. We haven't had that in the past. We may. If we did, I think it would be good. If not, the chair of the NFC generally has to do a little bit of what's assigned to the CFO, but I think that's that's always a changing situation. And essentially, the important markers are in there. So I think, unless there's more conversation, that it would make sense for us to formally adopt this schedule for 2015, for the 2015 budget, or for the 2014 budget process to establish budgets for FY 2015.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Richard, I'd like to comment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those times are effective. I think that, we always come in way past that, and then we have people asking for extensions, and we go on. I would think that since those are just posts out there to shoot for, they're just goals. I would like to see those dates all move forward 2 weeks.
Well, okay, I have some comments.
I realize I'm one person on this committee, so who knows what support I would have, but I would recommend we move them forward 2 weeks each point.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think about that. But anyone else?
Richard, do you mean back? When you say forward, you don't mean making the late dates later. You mean making them earlier.
Earlier, right.
Okay.
Like the thing is due, the final one is due on September the 30th, it would be due on September 15th or whatever that would be. And so that, when we don't hit the September 15th date, then we won't just go blasting all the way to Christmas. We can maybe get something done a little sooner.
Well, I know you had your year on the Finance Committee. What I will say is that we've used this timeline for the past 3 years, and the budgets were all done on time the previous 2 years. Well, no. The year before last, the budgets were all done on time. The year before that, they were all done on time except KPFK. for reasons that our Paul will probably remember, or he might have blocked out. I'm not sure. So to say that the budgets can't get done on time on this timeline isn't true. They have been. They were not last year. Okay. Any other comments? Should I go? Okay. Well, the procedural part of it is that this timeline was approved by the PNB formally back in 2011. So as a committee, the committee can do whatever it wants in terms of its own extensions, but we don't really have the power to do anything but suggest that the PNB move things up. In my own sort of conception of things, I don't think there's anything in the timeline that stops anybody at their own station who's functioning as an LSB treasurer from getting things done a bit faster. And in fact, KPFT has almost always done so. What essentially the timeline does is it expresses the last possible date for things to get done in a timely manner in order to have the budgets approved by the end of the fiscal year. And if, in fact, we start to float beyond those dates, then the committee needs to be conscious that it's giving extensions and extenuating the process. And there's a long conversation about whether we should give extensions, whether we do give extensions, whether we've given them too much. And that's going to have to be settled by the 2014 committee in terms of how it wants to deal with that. Sometimes we have been probably too generous. Sometimes we've gotten a lot of criticism for not being generous enough. Are there any other comments on the timeline? So I guess what I'm saying, Richard, is if you want to move all the dates up by 2 weeks, we can make that sort of binding on the committee.
I don't hear a lot of support.
Yeah, but it wouldn't formally be binding in the sense of a board passed motion. Unless it was carried up there.
I don't hear a lot of support for the idea. I'll just let it ride. Thank you.
Okay. So does anybody want to make a ceremonial motion that this is the timeline for the 2015 budget cycle?
I'll move to adopt the, how to phrase this, move to adopt the previously adopted timeline for this year, too, or?
Yes. Move to adopt the previously adopted timeline for the FY 2015 budget cycle. And it's so weird to say FY 2015 budget cycle, but I guess that's what it is.
I'm typing more slowly these days because I have to use a cell phone because the phones are out here.
Really? You're doing this with your thumbs? Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
That's so hard.
To adopt the previously adopted timeline for the FY 2015 budget process.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
All right. Are there any objections? Okay, so passed. All right. So the second bit of housekeeping. And Richard and Jim, I guess this will mostly come down to you. At the end of the 2013 cycle, both of you had put forward motions that the committee passed. I believe this was in December of 2013. And those motions have gone the way of the clouds from what I can see from the last couple of PNB agendas. So it seemed to me that we either needed to formally resurrect those motions on the committee level and send them up again, or let them go. So I just wanted to put that out. And Richard, I guess you're the current PNB member here, so you might have more to say than I do about why that happened. But
I think it was an oversight by the current regime. I think it I take it, I asked at the last meeting that they be added, and I was promised that they would be added, and they weren't on the agenda that was sent out yesterday or today or whenever it was. And I asked about that, and they said, well, this is a continuation meeting. So I'm gonna push that they all be brought there because we drug them along last year, and they need to be dealt with one way or the other. And I'm gonna insist that they be dealt with. I attempted to move up the motion about the GM's meeting with the NFC quarterly to talk about their budget progress and to tell us if they're going into the red, how they would what their plans were to come back. But I think that's an important motion, and I will continue to try to bring that forward.
Okay.
But I think all of those motions, and they're like 8 or 9 pages of them, will be on, if not this agenda, then the next one.
Okay. Well, just to clarify, there's not 8 or 9 pages of National Finance Committee motions. There's just 8 or 9 pages of motions from all the committees.
Right.
I don't
only two,
about
two motions.
We have 9. So we have 9 pages of our past motions. That would be sad.
My memory serves me right, there are only 2 motions from the Finance Committee.
Right, and they were both passed pretty late last year. I just felt like from a housekeeping and continuity point of view that we needed to, take some responsibility for them. Okay, well, it sounds like then there's nothing for the committee to do about it, and you, Richard, are going to take responsibility for shepherding them along.
Yes, I will.
On the national level. Okay, good. I was afraid we were going to have to do something unparliamentary like pass them again, but it sounds like we don't.
Sound good.
Good. Wonderful. Because Aunt Paul would have yelled at me if I tried to pass motions previously passed. But I wasn't sure what
yeah,
we needed to do. Okay. All right, so I think that pretty much does it, unless there's anything anybody else wants to bring up at this late point. No, you all want to go and do other things with your evening. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I will calendar a meeting for the 25th, and just sort of keep your eyes peeled for some sort of a status update if you're not carrying over to the 2014 committee. I will try to remember if I get notice that the elections have happened to send something out so everybody knows. Hopefully I'll remember to do that. So just kind of keep your eyes peeled for you need to come on the 25th or you don't need to come on the 25th and thanks for your service kind of notice.
Thank you, Tracy, for all the good work you've done.
Okay. Thank you. The committee has been a pleasure. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye.